I'm Ed Baxter with Neusteria. The FDA has quietly approved a new generic version of the so-called abortion pill, mifepristone. It is one of the two medications used in most U.S. abortions. Is this a bold move by the Trump administration to do what it thinks is right for the people? Or is it an attempt to find the middle ground in the GOP fight for votes? Let's go through it. The Food and Drug Administration has approved the second generic dose of the medication. The first was approved in 2019. Mifepristone is typically used in combination with another pill, misoprostol, to induce abortions. Medication abortions account for nearly two-thirds of abortions in the U.S. So this comes less than 2 weeks after HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told State's Attorney General that the FDA would review mifepristone safety, saying it needed adequate consideration. The FDA says those reviews are based on the generic having the same properties and stating the same potential side effects as the original, that is its job. Anti-abortion forces are outraged. Senator Bill Cassidy, chair of the committee that oversees the FDA.
This was not the kind of impression that Secretary Kennedy or Commissioner Macari gave in their confirmation hearings, that they would be approving such a drug as this.
And Cassidy says supporters on the right are not happy at all.
The pro-life community, I'm told, feels a sense of betrayal. And so it's not consistent with President Trump's pro-family agenda.
President Trump seemingly is always conscious of political waters and support, but this one was tricky for him from the very beginning. The abortion issue has been a loser for anti-abortion politicians. Polling shows 85% support for a family's right to choose under certain conditions. Now, it should be noted, these pills are only given during the first 10 weeks of pregnancy anyway. So what happened here? States are in control of abortion policy, but these pills can still be obtained through telehealth, even in states prohibiting doctors and clinics from providing the procedures. Politically, Trump can argue that while he is what he calls pro-life, he is also leaving it up to states and ultimately families to make the decision. This FDA decision came quietly and out of the blue. The final jockeying hasn't been completed. Did the Trump administration do this because it believes it is a right policy? Was it a political move? With the right nowhere else to go, does he pick up traction from independents? Or was this an FDA action made independently of Trump and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. by what's left of the FDA before it could be stopped? What makes sense? Email me if you like at edbaxternews.com.